stay or not to stay? That is the question for nurses. This is Afaq Abulipana, and today on Knowledge Translation, we want to understand why nurses don't just dream of living, they plan it. And the surprising reason isn't what you think. This isn't guesswork. There is this new study out of Iran, social capital and the decision to migrate. A mixed methods look at nurses in teaching hospitals. It was led by Dr. Mousavi, who's an assistant professor at Shahid Sadoghi University of Medical Sciences in Yazd. And it just got accepted for publication in a peer-reviewed journal. That thing? It could be anything. A grocery list, a meme, or a job offer in Germany. A photo of a cousin's new car in Canada, or a voice note from a friend saying,
"First year here, I bought a house."
That thing right there might be more powerful than any salary raise.
What?
Let's know the scale of what we're dealing with. The World Health Organization says we'll be short 4 million nurses by 2030. In Iran, over 60% of nurses are planning to leave. This isn't a trickle, it's a hemorrhage. Here's the puzzle. You have two nurses. Same hospital, same shift hours, same terrible coffee in the break room, and same paycheck. One is thinking about staying, and the other has already started German lessons. This study from Iran followed 408 nurses in teaching hospitals. Researchers controlled for income, experience, education, everything, but one thing kept showing up. Not salary, but social capital. Your friends, your family online groups, your colleagues' cousin abroad, and Instagram reels. Each 1 point increase in social capital raised the chance of planning to leave by almost 6%. Social capital alone explained 1/3 of all differences in who wants to migrate. Not 6% more thinking about leaving, but 6% more actually planning to go. A messenger ping predicted migration better than a pay stub. But here's the twist. Not all social capital pushes people out. Trust in management and participation, feeling connected to hospital committees, actually increase the desire to leave, because those networks share success stories.
My friend works 3 days a week in Melbourne.
Reciprocity. I help you, you help me. Slightly reduced migration intention. That's the glue that keeps people inside. Same coin, two faces. Raise salaries, fix shifts, but if you don't touch the media, nurses still live. So what works? First, counter narratives. Invite nurses who came back. Let them tell the real story. Second, strengthen reciprocity, mentorship, peer support. Make "I help you" stronger than "look at my friend abroad." Third, target high-risk groups, 6 to 10 years experience, master's degree, infectious disease wards, intervene there first. Social capital is a river. You can't stop it, but you can change its direction. That ping started this story. The question is, what ping comes next? You've been listening to Knowledge Translation. Share this with someone you think they need it.